He squinted in the late afternoon Arizona sun, swatting at a fly that landed on the back of his neck. "Please don't let this be Dancing Moon again," he silently prayed. He peered through squinted eyes, using his kerchief to wipe away some sweat dripping from his hatband into his eyes. He was a short, somewhat thick-set older man with gray hair growing down to his collar, tied up in a ponytail. He wore a white goatee with a rounded face, with clear blue eyes that, depending on who they looked upon, could be kind or flinty. A thin man, roughly 150 yards distant, was careening, nearly falling, catching himself by an apparent miracle of balance that was somehow still available to him. He would sing or chant something unintelligible at this distance, take a swig from a bottle, then carry on with his dance and his chanting. "Yep," he thought, "that's Dancing Moon. Three flowers just might kill him this time." He clucked his tongue and gave his horse, a striking paint pony, a slight touch of the spur, and cantered across the yards of caliche, creosote, and prickly pear till he was within hailing distance of the old Indian. Dancing Moon turned abruptly to face him. On his head was a flat-brimmed, tall-crowned black hat with a few turkey feathers in the band. He wore an old frock coat, a breech clout, tall deer-hide boots, and not much else. He seemed to stoop a little, looking somewhat upwards, as if that improved his eyesight. He gazed in drunken stupefaction until he brightened with an overdone realization, pointed at the mounted man with his free hand, and exclaimed, "Marshal Thibodeau, is that you?"